A lot of people are appreciating how detailed it is. I have one review talked about a really rare diagnosis that they have. It was left ventricular assist disease, and they were just surprised that it was included on here. Able to use this for that, which they didn't really expect. And then a lot of it is just how much their patients are appreciating it, which is really cool.
Merging technology and physical therapy, it's something I like to talk to people who are really, really good at doing. Ben Kanuk is coming on the show. He is the founder and creator of a mobile app for physical therapists. He saw an opportunity. He saw a place where people maybe were like drowning in information on the internet, and he brought things together and made it very, very simple in terms of bringing together outcome measures for you to use quickly, because that's what you're thinking. It's another app. How long is it going to take me to use? Is it worth my time to use? The answer is yes. App is called Mobile Measures. We get into what problems it solves for you and how it goes about doing that to make sure you have the information you need to help your patients right there on your phone. So we get into that in today's episode, brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, our friends, the leaders in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training, the certification that you need to get to apply it properly in your clinical practice, as well as the equipment you need to apply it properly and safely in your clinical practice, as well as the research. And Johnny Owens and his team at Owens Recovery Science also have their very own podcast about blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. You're seeing a trend here. So check them out online, owensrecoveryscience.com. That's the website, owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, here we go. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And also, I can tell you guys have been telling a friend. Downloads are up. We're seeing people share this across social media, and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. So if you ever find value in any of the episodes that we share, sharing those with your colleagues, with your classmates, with people you work with, other professionals inside the world of physical therapy or near that, that's the best way to pay it forward. The show is and always will be free, but yes, we do appreciate you guys paying it forward and just, you know, letting us be known to the world. And also want to thank some people for reaching out and letting us know the top topics and guests that you guys want to hear. And you can do that via any of our social media platforms. Give us a follow. We got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook is where we're most active, and it's always at PT Pinecast on there. Or you can just drop me a direct email if you got a cool idea. I love ideas. It is jimmy@ptpinecast.com. Today we're talking to a founder of a mobile measures app, a mobile app designed for physical therapists to optimize the use of functional outcome measures. Also a physical therapist at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, where he practices full time. Ben Kanuk. Ben, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me, Jimmy.
Pumped to have you on there. I love the mixture of technology and our profession as physical therapists. So love where this kind of thing came in. And like many of those things online, I can't even right now, because we reached out to connect and get on the show a couple weeks ago. I can't even remember where I tripped across this thing, but that's why I love the internet. So let's talk about you first. What is the setting you practice in at the University of Pennsylvania Hospital?
Yeah, so I'm in acute care. I work now on the stroke service. So anyone who gets admitted with a stroke, they're seeing me first.
Perfect. And love the fact that you decided to, hey, here's a problem. I'm going to solve it. We have a frequent guest on the show, David Petrino, who says the way to be innovative is by identifying a problem that everybody says, this isn't my problem, and then solving it. And that's what I think mobile measures does in such a great way in terms of outcome measures. So talk about that moment when you said, hey, here's a problem. I want to solve this damn thing.
Yeah. So the big issue in acute care right now is rehospitalization. So there's a lot of quality improvement projects that physicians are doing, nurses are doing to try to reduce that. There wasn't really anything that physical therapists were doing. So I did some research. I found that there's these outcome measures that I learned in school that other people are using, and there's a ton of research on their ability to predict someone's risk of hospitalizations. If you improve these scores, it might reduce that. So I just kept on doing some research, kind of just trying to help my own practice. And then I realized that there's so much out here that there's no way other people are using this information.
Right.
There's so much good research. So I decided to put it into an app. So it's not only for hospitalization, but also fall risk. You can predict a person's ADL function, their quality of life, things like that. So I just thought that this was something that a lot of people might find helpful. So once I got enough research out there that I would use the app, I just went for it.
That's cool. Yeah, that's looking at, hey, this isn't my problem, but you made it a problem. So really, it's just there's so much information out there that is validated, that we've researched in terms of outcome measures being able to predict or help predict how we can, as a physical therapist or physical therapist assistant, help our patients. But like the internet, just like how I tripped across you and mobile measures, the app, it's all spread out all over the place. And you said, well, we need to bring that together to make it more functional.
Exactly. Yeah, it's spread out all over the place. We don't have enough time during the day to do that research. And there's a lot of clinicians who don't have the experience or the education analyzing the research, knowing what's good and what's not.
So this breaks it down for you and, you know, removes time as a barrier and make sure that people are looking at the right things to help benefit their patients in the moment. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. So now we know what problem mobile measures is solving. How does it work? And this is a podcast, obviously, so there's no video component. But if you were to walk someone through and try to convince them with an elevator pitch on why they should spend some of their time using your app, where do you start?
Right. So I'll tell you how I use the app. So you open it up, you can search over 40 different patient populations. So I have a person who just had a stroke in front of me. So I would go down to the stroke tab and it pulls up 8 different outcome measures that are reliable, valid for the stroke population. Yeah. So you can pick any one of them. It gives you a video, a nice video of me doing the test, explaining it, tells you all of the psychometric properties, reliability, validity, the NCD, MCID, the normative data and scores. And so then you can just go ahead and start the test. So it's got built-in timers in there. It'll calculate the average of multiple trials. And then from there, once you have your patient score, you pick their demographics. So pick their age, their gender, and it'll create this patient report, this risk assessment. So you then include their patient population. So I would pick stroke, and it gives you a graph of your patient score, comparing it to what's normal for that age and gender, and then also comparing it to the different cutoff scores that have been validated for that population. So for fall risk, rehospitalization, mortality, things like that.
Wow, this is pretty advanced. I'll be honest with you. When I first heard about it, I thought it was just going to be a really nice collection of functional outcome measures, but this is interactive. This is giving you real-time objective results for your patient.
Right, exactly. You can email these results to your patient, to yourself. You can upload it into your documentation, and patients are really appreciating being able to visualize like how they're doing compared to what's normal, visualize how they're doing compared to last week, and really being able to see that progress that they're making.
Wow. So you mentioned stroke because that's the world that you're living and treating in every day. 39 other patient populations. You want to just throw out a couple examples of what other areas that you made this thing applicable for?
Yeah. So brain injury, cardiac surgery, there's acute respiratory distress syndrome, which is very relevant right now. Hip fracture, hip replacements, Huntington disease. I just added in a new one today that'll be released for normal pressure hydrocephalus. There's knee osteoarthritis, lung cancer,
so this
spinal cord injury.
This is definitely this sounds like a tool that's pretty interactive from the start, but the populations are expanding as well with this app. And that's the great thing about apps is we could update them. So this thing's only going to get more and more useful.
Right. Yeah. And I just added in a new test that'll be released this week, the 4-Square step test. And then I'm also adding in one for my occupational therapist colleagues.
The PT Pinecast will be right back.
Do you want to improve your skills as an orthopedic physical therapist? Do you want to practice at the top of your profession? Have you ever thought about earning your orthopedic clinical specialist certification? Well, imagine how great it would feel to go into the OCS examination feeling confident and prepared that you'll pass on your first attempt. If you were given a plan that was simple to follow, if you were given lessons that were easy to understand, and you were given sample tests that sharpened your skills. However you're comfortable studying, the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy's Current Concepts course can make you more prepared and confident for the OCS examination. But it can't help you unless you take the first step and make the investment. And today is your chance. Go to orthopt.org and take the Current Concepts course from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. That's orthopt.org and the Current Concepts course from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy.
Keep up with the show online, ptpinecast.com, and on the socials, at ptpinecast.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance, goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's nustep.com. Online at newstep.com.
And we're back. Let's get back to the show.
Mobile Measures is the name of the app. Platforms that people can utilize this on, where can they find this?
You can download it on the App Store and Google Play Store. It works on phones and tablets.
Perfect. Always good to have flexibility in terms of who we're using. Any stories of you hearing users download Mobile Measures and using it in their practice and hearing from people?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are appreciating how detailed it is. I have one review talks about a really rare diagnosis that they have. I think it was left ventricular assist disease, and they were just surprised that it was included on here. Able to use this for that, which they didn't really expect. And then a lot of it is just how much their patients are appreciating it, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool to hear.
Absolutely. You can find some reviews as well as some great insight in there. Cost, what's the cost looking like for Mobile Measures, the app?
Cost is $2.99 a month or $30 a year.
Seems pretty good if it's going to save you some time. Make sure the information is all in your pocket. I mean, I love when the apps are, you know, a couple different bucks, or if you can just pay one price and have it for a year. Seems like this thing pays for itself with one or two uses a month.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think so.
Yeah. Anything else that you want to say in terms of where this thing could go or other ways that you're going to add to it? Anything in your brain that you want to bring to it?
Yeah, I'm expanding new tests as we speak. Adding more research that comes out, trying to stay up to date with it. And then there's a lot of cool technology, like postural sway technology that I'm looking to implement, but that's going to be a little down the road. Oh, one update that's coming out either this week or next week is offline mode. So for home therapists who are in like rural areas, you will not need to use Wi-Fi to use this app anymore.
Yeah, I feel like that's just you listening to rural therapists who might be doing home health or something like that, listening to them and saying, hey, how do we solve this problem? And offline mode is a great example.
Yeah. My sister, she works in Vermont, and she actually gave me the idea, the home therapist up there.
Always listen to your sister. Love that website that people can check out, a link to being able to purchase both of these. Is that something you have?
Yeah, it's mobilemeasures.org.
Perfect. All right, you ready to play three questions, Ben?
Sure.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right, three questions brought to you by our friends at Aureus Medical Staffing, the leaders in hashtag travel physical therapy. People don't know are some of the myths about travel physical therapy. Some people think it's really, really hard to do. a lot of paperwork involved, and that's what an organization like Arius removes. They're removing the myths and the barriers to letting you and your profession move you where you want to do what you want to do, which is be a great therapist. So check them out online at AURUSmedical.com. That is AURUSmedical.com. Positions in all 50 states and all settings for you right now from Arius. Ben, first question on three questions is a where question. Where in the 50 U.S. states wouldn't you mind going and living for 3 months and being a travel physical therapist? Where would you go?
I would love to go and live in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's the great thing about this profession that we picked is that if there are people there, they're going to need physical therapists. So you're free to move about the country as a travel physical therapist. Check out Arius and where the positions they have open in all the different settings. AURUSmedical.com. Second question, Ben, is a what question. What's something that you've watched or listened to or read that's something that really inspired you, something you got out a lot of?
What I'm currently reading right now, which is pretty interesting, is called How to Talk to Strangers.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me. I forget the author.
That's Malcolm Gladwell, yep.
Yeah, same guy who wrote Outliers. It's really good, really cool perspective.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I was lucky enough to go to a book reading the day that book came out with Malcolm Gladwell on stage. And yeah, it is very, very interesting. I think it's pretty applicable to physical therapists in terms of communicating with people and why we do the things we do and why we're not good at sometimes the things that we think we're really good at, which is telling when people are telling the truth or fibbing.
Right.
Yeah. Last question on three questions is a who question. Who's someone the audience should know more about?
You asked me this before, and I think I stand by this, and I want to say my brother.
Okay.
He's got a really interesting story. He's been through a lot of hardship, was in a coma for 4 months, and is now in full recovery.
Yeah, I think we can learn a lot, and I try to, whenever possible on this show, is bring patients of physical therapy on so we can listen and learn from their perspective. So maybe you'll be the first brother-brother duo to be on the show. If you think he has an interesting story, we'd love to hear from him.
Yeah, he would love that too.
Perfect. All right, you're off the hot seat. That's three questions from Arius Medical Staffing on the show. And again, find out what's possible for your travel PT career at AURUSmedical.com. All right, last thing we do on the show, Ben, is called the parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
Rock Tape, the world's leading kinesiology tape, is bringing you your parting shot. More than just a tape company, though, a movement company, giving you the classes, the education, and yes, the world's leading kinesiology tape to get your patients moving stronger, longer. Find out more information about Rock Tape and how you can apply with your patients at rocktape.com/medical. That's rocktape.com/medical. All right, parting shot is your last chance for like a mic drop moment. Last sentiment or last feeling or idea that you'd want to leave with the audience. What do you got for them?
I would just say right now is when we really need to be practicing at the top of our license. With everything going on, we're reducing the number of therapy visits with our patients. So make sure you're making the most of it and using the evidence that's out there.
Sounds great. Ben, appreciate your time explaining your great app. Again, Mobile Measures, find that online and give it a shot for $2.99 a month. I feel like it pays for itself with just a couple of uses. Thanks for all that you do, expanding some access to information and ease of information for our clinicians, but most importantly, for our patients. Appreciate you doing that, man.
Thanks, Jimmy.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
If you're looking for education past your physical therapy degree, look no further than Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning. You can find out more at brooksihl.org. Continuing education along with residencies and fellowships. Residencies in orthopedics, geriatrics, women's health, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports, and a fellowship opportunity as well. So look into it if you're looking to expand your knowledge base. brooksihl.org.
our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.